Bakken along with Scott Hennon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's how you can email us. If you'd like to go to our Facebook or our Twitter, just go to the website, whatsonyourmindradio.com. That'll take you everywhere you need to go. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk with Dale Zimmerman of the Peacock Alley and Mike Moschenbacher of the Expressway Inn, two Bismarck businessmen who went to Washington, D.C. this week lobbying in favor of immigration reform, something I think we need. So we'll get their take on that and what the sense they received around Washington was concerning immigration reform. Also, trick-or-treating indoors, outdoors, are we getting soft? I don't think we are. Scott thinks we are, but I don't think so. I think it's a good idea if you can bring the kids inside and into an area and do a little trick-or-treating. There's nothing wrong with that. If you want to go door-to-door, great, that's fine too. But nothing wrong with going indoors, Scott.
I wanted to also talk a little bit about this story of this DUI case. That you know, we spent a lot of time talking about strengthened DUI laws because of the concerns of North Dakota's numbers. And then you have someone of a high profile, I guess. An NFL scout would be considered high profile, right? Comes in, scouts the Bison. And evidently was picked up for taking a illegal turn early morning hours of October 8th near the city's downtown. Evidently crossed over three lanes of traffic to make the turn. Officers determined he was driving under the influence after administering field sobriety tests. He told evidently the officers that he was coming from just down the road, but officers did not ask for further details. And he refused to take a breath,
chemical test.
And so he said, no, I won't do that. Now, North Dakota Century Code right now today says a first-time offender refusing to take the blood alcohol test should lose their license for a year. But he pled guilty to a lesser charge, suspended sentence on Tuesday this week, and therefore is going to be placed on unsupervised probation that requires him to complete a chemical dependency evaluation. Should he have been allowed to plead to a lesser charge, number one? Number two, flaunting the law. And number two, do you think this has anything to do with the fact that he's here scouting NDSU football, that he's a high-profile scout? Is he given preferential treatment? Rob Port of the Salem Inc. blog is reporting some sources that say the Fargo police are livid about this. What kind of a message does this send to anybody? You're supposedly putting new teeth in, saying you refuse a chemical test, automatically you lose your license. There it is in the law. And, you know, high-profile case comes up, we're blowing it off?
You know, the thing with the chemical test is it's cut and dry. There's no wiggle room. From all the attorneys I've talked to, there is no wiggle room when it comes to the failing to take or refusing to take the chemical test, which is the breathalyzer or a blood test. You can pass on all the field sobriety tests you want. In fact, most attorneys will say, don't do those. But you do have to take a chemical test, whether that's a breathalyzer or a blood test. If you fail to do that, if you refuse to do that, you automatically lose your license for 1 year. And every attorney I've talked to said, there's no wiggle room with that. How come there's wiggle room? Is it because he was there scouting the Bison, or just because he was a high-profile individual? I don't know how average Joe North Dakotan or Sue North Dakotan gets around that. They don't. But you have a high-profile individual that gets away with not taking the chemical test. Why?
His attorney said he's, by the way, his name is John Sandusky, and he is the son of the more infamous Sandusky. As well, not that there's any connection to this story, but just if you recognize the name, that's why. His attorney said, John is genuinely sorry for the incident. He takes full responsibility for his actions, and he's glad to put this matter behind him, in a story that Dave Kolpak wrote for the Associated Press. Curious what you make of this story and whether you think, like we do, that something is rotten in Denmark here. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. A call that came in during the break on this very question.
As far as this DUI thing goes, as far as I know, the law is the law is the law. There's no changing it. You refuse, you lose your license. I don't think it says anywhere in the law that you refuse, you'll get 1 year unsupervised probation. That's complete and utter nonsense. Maybe they give everybody 1 year unsupervised probation when they refuse a blood alcohol test. Have a good day.
800-228-0550. The law is the law. I'm with him. Apply it evenly here. Kip in Bismarck, get your take on this. You're next on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550.
Hello.
Hi, Kip.
Hey, I was just wondering where this guy had his driver's license issued from. Was it, I doubt it's North Dakota, and if it's not North Dakota, does North Dakota have any saying over what happens to his driver's license?
Well, the alcohol laws, if you lose your license in one state, that's across the board. You lose your license in all states, and it doesn't matter where that license is issued.
Is that right?
I don't think that's true. I don't think every state has recidivism with every state in issuing
it. If somebody loses their license in North Dakota for drinking and driving, they can't go to Minnesota and get a license.
What? Well, if the license was issued in a different state, North Dakota can't even take it away from you.
No, there is reciprocity for that, because I know people who have gone back and forth with Michigan and Minnesota and Wisconsin and South Dakota and Iowa that have lost licenses from those states while in North Dakota.
Well, that'd be something to look into, because I'm pretty sure not all states have that.
I don't know I don't know the answer to your question, Kip, but if anybody does, we'd welcome them sharing it with us, and also we'll ask. That's a good point. And although it doesn't, in my view, excuse the law not being applied here.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not just saying that. I don't know that North Dakota has any say over its driver's license. That's my point, and I thank you for your time.
Yeah, I'd like to know, because it would be interesting there. But appreciate the call. Anthony Dickinson, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, to answer Steve's question, it's called reciprocity. And out of all 50 states that have reciprocity with each other, there is two states that I last knew of that didn't honor enforcement on a license taken by another state. That was Vermont and Tennessee.
But you're saying otherwise, as far as you know, every other state, you lose your license because of a violation in one state, you lost it in your own. Your state's going to revoke the license too.
Right. It's called a compact. And what happens is the states enter into a compact and they say that if a violation occurs, in our state, and your license is issued in another state, we're going to honor that. And as of when I quit copping 2 years ago, there was only those two states that I knew of that didn't honor compact.
So you have a background in law enforcement. What do you make of this story? Would you be ticked if you were the guy that pulled this, person over? They refuse a test. You know the law, and they get a slap on the wrist.
Well, you got to look at it. It's a two-part penalty. I mean, you have the DUI portion criminally, and then you also have the administrative penalty. So, you can have somebody who gets out of the DUI or gets a lesser charge of the DUI. I know in Kansas, where I come from, you couldn't do that. It was under the state law that says if you were charged with a DUI, prosecutors could not offer you a lesser charge. You had to either plead guilty or you went to trial and were found guilty or not guilty, but they couldn't offer you anything but that. So I don't know where North Dakota stands, but just because you lose the DUI portion of the criminal offense doesn't mean that you're off the hook administratively. It's a two-part series. So,
And in North Dakota, there's actually another layer on that with the DOT, because the DOT actually has a hearing before you ever get to the court side of that as well,
right.
So there's the DOT
hearing. And then obviously you'd have to answer in the criminal court for the criminal charge. But last I knew, there was only two states that were not compact. So if he's in a compact state, then whatever standards his state holds for DUI, they will accept what North Dakota has done for an administratively or criminal.
Well, part of the reason that is set up that way is because of interstate commerce, interstate trucking, interstate driving, because you do cross state lines when you drive. It's a fact, and that's why they have those compacts in place. The one thing I wonder, though, is why is Vermont and Tennessee not part of this? Because it seems like it's pretty much universal across the country.
Here's what I want to know, Anthony. I mean, my point is that, if you have a focus on strengthening the DUI laws, and this was part of it, right? And you have a law that says, okay, no exceptions. First time offender, you refuse a test, you lose your license for a year, and a high-profile case comes up, and we're not following what is the new law. I mean, so...
Well, yeah, but you also have to hold your prosecutor accountable for that, because at the end of the day, there is a sole factor in whether something does or doesn't get prosecuted. So, you know, police officers can do their job day in and day out, but at the end of the day, they make an arrest, the prosecutor just does that. They prosecute, so... You know, where you really need to take your frustration to is to ask whoever prosecuted this case and say, what were you doing? You know,
I agree. That's who I am directing this at. It sounds like Fargo police officers feel the same way. Anthony, thanks for the call, and always good to hear from someone with the perspective of having been in the game. More coming up on What's on Your Mind after this timeout.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something that we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio, get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and of course local shuttle service too, so it's a great way to go. South of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio, get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. Hey, Scott Hillen, with a word about longevity. And some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time, simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link is the place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with Longevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the monster mash. Yeah, you got the outhouse one all wrong. So what you do is you pick up the outhouse, set it behind the hole so the user of the outhouse has a rude awakening when they go to utilize the facilities. Thank you.
All right, what's the rude awakening? they fall into the hole on their way to the outhouse? Is that the rude awakening? Or the fact there is no hole once they get into the outhouse? I'm a little thick. I don't know. But these pranks have been fascinating to learn about here. Those were the days, Steve. And by the way, I don't think anybody went to said, it's a little chilly outside, so I'm gonna trick or treat inside. when in the days when they were, you know, dropping eggs on newly washed cars and moving outhouses. You know what I'm saying? That's so I'm sticking to my position today that we as a society are going soft when we say, kids, let's go inside and trick-or-treat. Not that there's anything wrong that those decide to do it for whatever reason or if it's a blistery day or whatever. But
I mean, I used to trick-or-treat 10 miles barefoot in the snow. It was good.
Please do me this favor. At least do some traditional trick-or-treating tonight with your kids door-to-door like real Heartlanders do. None of this mamby-pamby stuff. Plus, you get ripped off when you go to the mall. You get like a Tootsie Roll, right? I mean, you know, a Tootsie Roll?
See, I always like the houses. I always like the houses, and word spread quickly. This was back before there was texting or cell phones or any of that. But word, how quickly did word spread when you knew that house? There was always a one or two houses in the neighborhood that gave you the full-size candy bars. Not the little minis, not the snack size, not the bag of, no, they got you the full-size candy bar. Nothing was better than that full-size Snicker in your bag.
My brother-in-law was big on that every year. And, boy, I'll tell you, the word got out, and he'd have lines waiting up load up on those babies. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. He's in healthcare, though, so he's going to – actually in the insurance business, so he can afford it.
Speaking of he was a dentist, so he had an ulterior motive.
Speaking of healthcare, Kathleen Sebelius testified, the Health and Human Service Secretary, yesterday – up on Capitol Hill, and what a mess. Growing calls for her to be fired. It's just a mess. It's a mess. But my new favorite is, remember the pledge from the president? Like, if you like your health care, you can keep it. Remember that we heard that over and over and over again as a mantra? Well, a lot of folks who have their health care are getting cancellation notices because of the changes to Obamacare. So the president finally was forced to address that yesterday. And this is sort of like, trick or treat. This is definitely the trick from the president. He said, well, just shop around. That's why these exchanges exist, Steve. Just get on the website and, wait a minute, website's down. Oh, wait a minute, it costs more for lesser coverage on the web. Oh, yeah. So that answer isn't too good anyway, but that's
well, and of course,
smacks up bait and switch.
North Dakota's two big providers, Blue Cross and Medica, both coming out yesterday, I believe it was yesterday, saying that... Yeah, they're making changes to their wholesale policies. We're not going to be able to get as much variety, as much flexibility to have policies here in North Dakota now. They're streamlining.
800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 if you have any reaction. A lot of stories out there today. We're talking Halloween. We're talking about going soft on DUI laws. We got Obamacare out there and... few things in between. So 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. You think any heads will roll over the Obamacare rollout debacle? You think anybody will be held accountable? I mean, she went up there yesterday and said, I'm as outraged as you are, and I'm sorry, and I apologize. And
absolutely.
You think somebody's going to be held accountable? Who?
Just like people were held accountable for Benghazi. Same thing. They're going to be held accountable.
Yeah. So, in other words, nobody.
Being a little facetious, yeah.
Tom in Bismarck is next on What's on Your Mind. Hello, Tom. Thanks for listening.
Hey, thanks, guys. Good show. Yes. How come if this guy can get off on this DUI stuff, and how come if the government can get off with not listening to the people who are voting them in office? And does that matter if it's a senator, a congressman, or a president? How come they're not being held accountable? That's what I want to know. And you
Me
guys
too.
Have a good show, and you have a great day. I'll take my answer offline. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
I'm with him.
Yeah. Yeah. The answer is they are accountable. Don't vote them back into office.
Couldn't
now we got
anymore.
A president. We got a president that it's a moot point. The scary part is with President Obama is I don't know if he's going to be a lame duck. Usually that last year or two, I don't know because of all the things that are going on around this administration that administration is not going to slide out the door nice and quiet.
Good,
I don't think he's going to be a lame duck.
Your next Grant. Welcome to What's on Your Mind.
Hey, real quick on the DWI thing with this guy. You know, the bad thing about it is everyone rushes to judgment and wants to throw the hammer on these guys. And you know what? Sometimes you got to forgive these guys and take a look. Maybe this guy had a perfect driving record his whole life. Never won issues. 45 years old. Maybe he committed to counseling for a year and the judge gave him a break. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, we want to throw everyone in jail. Meanwhile, the state's got 250 new sex offenders in the state. We're not doing nothing about that.
But the law says, Grant, yep. North Dakota Century Code, first-time offender refusing to take the blood alcohol test should lose their license for a year. That's the law.
Yep. Well, you know, again, the law should be written so every judge has an opportunity to review the case and make a decision per case, not just some blanket thing. Like in California, they have the three strikes, you're out. Their prisons are so full of people, they don't even know what to do with them all because they throw everyone in jail. They're human beings, and sometimes we got to forgive people.
Well, Grant, my contention is that if you or some other North Dakotan had gotten into this position, they wouldn't have that latitude. You know, it's law. If you refuse a chemical test, these are the repercussions. That's the way it is. Everybody knows the rules. There you go. You have to take the chemical test.
Yeah.
Why is he getting a pass on this when an average North Dakotan does not?
Yeah. He got lucky, I guess. And, you know, he's out of state. I guess at this point in time, I don't think any of us should even worry about it. But I think when you look at the laws, I think they should be written to where every judge could look at each case separately.
Common sense.
Make an appropriate decision for every person. You know what I mean? Again, you got people that are never had an accident, never any violations, and they accidentally go out and have a beer and get picked up for a DWI, and it ruins their lives.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Grant. Dan in Lake Park, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I'd like to comment about this fellow that was wanting accountability to our elected officials. And it's important to note, over here in Minnesota, we discovered it's who counts the votes that makes the difference.
Very good point, Dan, because that's one of the reasons you have Senator Al Franken, right?
Yeah, and apparently Mr. Ritchie, who is our Secretary of State, thinks he's immune to the law.
Yeah, it was a sad chapter. And by the way, similar shenanigans in the gubernatorial race, a very close race between Tom Emmer and Mark Dayton. You're absolutely right, Dan. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. We'll get Larry and Underwood and Mike and Minot in here, plus our guests coming up on What's on Your Mind. Stay tuned. With Steve Bach and I'm Scott Hinnon.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Are you up for some paranormal investigation? Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota, is hosting their fourth annual paranormal investigation with the famous author and investigator Adrian Lee. It's the weekend of November 8th and 9th. And they put together a great deal for you to take advantage of it. $299 per room, two nights lodging in a classic room for two people. That's right. So $299 gets you two nights. You can meet and greet the author, Adrian Lee. They have an EVP recorder for every room. Information on how to use the equipment and conduct your own investigation, and two evenings of active investigating of the Chase Hotel. They also have a courtesy late checkout for those of you on the package as well, so you can take advantage of a late night and a late checkout. The Paranormal Investigation Weekend is November 8th and 9th. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code GHOST, or call them at 888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06. The Paranormal Investigation Weekend, November 8th and 9th, Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Microplant Powder Gold. Microplant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Microplant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hennin, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. Let's get a couple more calls in before we get to our guests. Larry and Underwood, you've been on hold. Larry, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, it seems like in North Dakota we're a little stricter on our own people than the people here visiting or working in that. And also, one other item on the substance abuse there. I know a fellow that had one DUI previously, went and got his CDL license, got another DUI, and even though he only had one while he had his CDL, he's lost his CDL license for 99 years, and there's no path back from it. But I actually employed a guy that, come to find out, had five DUIs in Montana and served time in the penal system for having them DUI, and he can still drive legally in North Dakota. Also, we've had drivers that fail drug tests, and they can come back and drive again if they go through treatment and they've got some loops that they have to jump through. I just don't believe it's fair, some of the laws, especially, you know, to our residents.
Larry, appreciate the call. Good comments. Thanks. Mike and Minot, going to get you in here quickly. We're going to go to each of these calls quickly because we know you've been waiting and we have guests waiting as well. So we'll just get your comments in and keep rolling here. Mike, what's on your mind?
Well, I tried to go into that Obama website I just wanted to see what it was all about. And I got to a certain point where I was frozen out. The next day, I got a phone call from somebody saying, "We see that you were looking on this website. I'm here to help you navigate through it." And that kind of unnerved me a bit. And then, he asked me some simple questions like my height and weight and how healthy I was. And then he wanted my bank information. And that kind of unnerved me. I mean, what do they want my bank information for? So there must be people hacking into this because, how are you gonna, I mean, it just didn't make any sense to me. I think
basic rules always suggest you don't give that information out over the phone, right? Because you don't know who you're talking to.
Exactly.
But the fact that you got to,
especially when they call you.
They called you.
Right.
Oh, that's creepy.
Yeah. And
where did they say they were from, Mike?
You know, I didn't pay that much attention at first because furthermore, they called my cell phone. I don't know how they got that number.
But you didn't put that in on the registration form anywhere?
Well, I don't think I did. I don't know that I got to that point. I don't remember, to be honest with you, how much information I gave. But for him to ask my bank information, he said, "Well, I can tell what you need from your bank information." Well, how do you know
wow.
What I need from my bank information? So
yeah, it's more important than your doctor records. Yeah.
Yeah. So
Mike, if you would hang on, if you would, Mike.
That website obviously is not secure.
Hey, Mike, I have an idea if you don't mind. Hang on. We'll get your information off the air. I'd like to connect you up with some members of our congressional delegation to ask of HHS, you know, can people expect calls back to help with this and whether or not it's official? If it's not, I'd let the Attorney General know so you can, make them aware that there's some potential fraud going on here with the phone. So hang on. We'll get that information off air from you. Who's next, Steve?
Let's go to Lee in West Hope. Lee, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
I got one major comment, and then just something struck me, a little, the other one minor, just to, quickly if we can. I've been thinking about, I'm talking to a lot of friends up here. I'm a retired guy from the state, but the whole Benghazi thing and the Obamacare thing, a lot of people are just, there's a lot of anger out here. And wherever I go, people are just getting, and they feel helpless, and they're angry about the lack of accountability. And what Obamacare is turning into, at one point it seemed like it was you know, affordable health care for anybody who needed it. Everybody should have it. And it's turned into now you are required to have it. And, for example, my daughter out in New York State is going to have to pay a $400 fine the first year she doesn't have it. And then the next year it's going to be 1% of her salary, and then it's going to rise from that after that in the next year or two. And all of a sudden people can't afford what they thought they were supposed to afford. So anyway, there's a lot of people that are just, it's almost like the analogy of the water's about 210 degrees and we're close to boiling. And at some point, I'm afraid that some people are going to get so angry that they take matters in their own hands, and there's going to be a lot of trouble here. And I think we're heading for some really, really serious times in the country, and I'm really worried about it.
Lee, appreciate you sharing your comments. Thanks a bunch. Last quick one here before our guest, Travis in Sydney, Montana. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, guys. How's it going?
Good. Good, sir. What's on your mind today?
Good. Hey, just a few things to top off on that. Getting a DUI in North Dakota, you can't drive anywhere else. I had an employee, him and his wife, great people. He was driving his wife home from Williston to Sydney. He had a headlight out, got pulled over, got a DUI in North Dakota, but he still kept his driver's license in Montana. So just to let you guys know on that. Then another quick thing, I served two tours in Iraq as a Marine. And as far as the hiring people from North Dakota goes, you know, we're all United States Americans. The best guy should get the job. That's as far as I can go on that.
Can't argue with that logic. Not at all. Thanks for the phone call, Travis. One more quick one. Sharon in South Central North Dakota, quickly, what's on your mind today?
Am I on?
Yep, go ahead, quickly.
Okay. The gentleman that just called in and talking about the strange phone call he got back on his Obamacare sign-up, I just saw something on Facebook, and I know it's a tongue-in-cheek type of thing, but just to throw it out there, and that had to do with the likelihood of scam artists that are out there trying to muscle in on all this information. And so something to be aware of that is going on. But then the funny thing was, and I had to kind of chuckle, and the site that actually really truly the workable, doable site is the site that is not working, that you can't get into. That is the real Obamacare site that you can go to. So it was just kind of like a funny tongue-in-cheek type of thing. So I just wanted to throw that out for just a grin for today.
Thanks, Sharon. Be aware. Be aware, folks. So that's for sure. I think that's the message there. Thanks. All right. Our guests that are waiting, and thank you for the calls. We always put the callers first, so we kept the guests waiting here a little bit. We want to get to them, though. But Dale Zimmerman of the famous Peacock Alley in downtown Bismarck is here, along with Mike Moschenberger of the Expressway Inn and Expressway Inn and Suites. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
So, Dale, we'll start with you, and then Mike, tell us why you were in Washington, D.C., arguing in favor of immigration reform.
Well, we were asked to head out to Washington, D.C. to lobby some of our congressional members. They've picked, it's in the House right now, waiting for Republican leadership to bring it to a vote. So what they did was they bring in people from all over the Republican districts and tried to get their congressional leader to actually bring this to a vote. So it started as a small fly-in, and it ended up being 600 people that they flew in from 40 different states to bring in to try to bring this to a vote in the House. The Senate's already voted on it, and it's just kind of dying over there in the House. And hopefully we did some good with this huge fly-in this week.
Mike, why were you and Dale picked for this? Out of all the individuals that could have gone, what's the tie-in with Bismarck businessmen going to Washington?
Mike there? I think Mike was...
Did we lose Mike? We'll get Mike back. Dale, same question. Why you guys, out of all the folks that could have gone, why is your voice the one that they chose?
That kind of hurts.
I didn't mean it bad.
I thought the same thing, too. Like, what do you guys got to do with it? But I mean,
it's a great honor to get picked to go to something like this. So it's why, how you guys?
I have a long history with immigration. My wife grew up in Europe. Her parents were missionaries over in Europe. After he was done with his being a missionary, he moved back to Minnesota and became the director of Minnesota World Relief. And I employ several immigrants. So for me, immigration is a huge deal. I mean, we're all immigrants at some time or another in our family history. And the reason that we were picked, I think, is just because we're vocal type business people that have a Republican congressman, and they sent us out there.
Okay, now here's, I don't know if you're going to, I think it's fair to say that you would be a conservative politically, Dale. And you're okay with me identifying you as that, right? I mean, Mike Mossberg, the same thing. Yeah, not a bad word. A lot of conservatives right now are very weary and leery of what's going to come, and will it turn into to some form of amnesty. So talk about those concerns and how, as a conservative and as a businessman, you want to see this legislation.
You know, Scott, I never realized that there was actually in the conservative movement that there was actual resistance to immigration reform until I went to Washington D.C. We actually had a meeting with Senator Hoeven and his chief of staff, Ryan, and we sat down, and Hoeven said that he has actually voted for the immigration reform, and it was one of the biggest pushbacks he received from his constituents since he's been in the Senate. And I couldn't even understand why there would be pushback about this. I mean, people need to understand that there are several hundred countries out there. I mean, immigration is bigger than just Mexico. It's bigger than just Arizona and Texas and California. There's 47 other states that need immigrants. North Dakota, we have 2% unemployment in Bismarck. That's not a good thing. People think it's a great thing, and it's not. And I told Senator Hoeven that, if North Dakota economy is hot right now, if we had people to fill all the jobs that are available, it would be blistering hot. So we went out there to try to get employees to actually come to North Dakota to fill all the need. So we took it from a completely economic point of view.
Here's an example of the sentiment that we hear from a lot of folks. It's an email that says, guys, could you please ask your pro-illegal immigrant guests why they want to reward those that could not obey our immigration laws? If they don't believe in enforcing American laws, can they not find Americans to work for them due to low wages?
Low wages. We have some of the highest wages in the country up here. Immigration, just because it's an illegal immigrant, the worst thing that they did is try to get to a country to fulfill an American dream for their family. Is that really, really a bad thing? Is that a horrible thing? I don't think so. I mean, the American dream is much bigger than just for America. It's for the world. And to live in a country where other countries have that same dream as we do, to come here and make a better life for their family, that's a great thing. So why should they be penalized by saying
we're up against the break. We'll come back and finish your thoughts when we come back. It's Steve Bach and Scott Henn. This is What's in Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Bakken Bruce. He's the guy you want to call if you have a problem in the Bakken. I'm talking about Bruce Anker at Legacy Steel Buildings. They're the industry leader in providing superior quality service and durability at great prices. And I've heard the story over and over and over again. Scott, thanks for the tip. Glad you sent us to Bruce. Can't believe the deal we're getting. Oh, incredible. We'll never build another building with anybody ever again. That's what they tell me. And you know what? Even if you never end up buying a thing from Bruce and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, it'll be worth the time to learn a little bit about solving problems in the Bakken. That's why I call him Bakken Bruce, because I tell you, he can solve problems. Bruce and his brother Wayne Anker have Legacy Steel Buildings. It's a great, great story. They've been building buildings for generations all throughout the Upper Midwest. Call this number, 800-237-9620. 800 937-9620. Ask for Bach and Bruce at Legacy Steel Buildings.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expresswayhotels.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, and I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
This is What's On Your Mind, Halloween edition. By the way, I might have to eat my own words because I did think someone that is a friend of mine that runs actually a nursing home. This one happens to be Rosewood on Broadway. Said that they are opening up the doors at 6 o'clock tonight for trick-or-treating. Now, I think that's a neat idea. If you are going to go inside trick-or-treating, light up some senior resident of a nursing home's night by bringing the kids by there. That's a decent idea. So.
Yeah, light up a senior's resident's night. So stop by Scott's house.
But, yeah, exactly.
You just had a birthday. I still don't believe you're 49, but that's okay.
But I still say traditional trick-or-treating is the best. But what a good idea to go to nursing homes as well, wherever you live. A neat idea. Steve in Jamestown has a question for our guest, Dale Zimmerman of the Peacock Alley downtown Bismarck. We're talking about his trip out to Washington, D.C. as part of a big business lobby on immigration reform. Steve, go ahead for Dale.
Yeah, I don't believe that it's immigration reform at all. It's amnesty is what they're doing, pushing it through as a ruse of immigration reform. Even Marco Rubio has backed off because the bill has gotten so messed up and whatever. I agree that there's need for immigration reform, true immigration reform, legal immigration reform. And the illegals need to go back. And they will go back if we enforce the laws that we have. We don't need any more laws. just enforce all the laws that we have. Maybe even increase the fines or whatever you want to call it to businesses that hire illegals. Make sure that everybody is legal that's working in the workplace. And if another on another point, if you need workers in North Dakota, which we do very bad, I mean, there's all kinds of businesses that are cutting their hours and even closing up because they can't hire anybody. Why are we paying 2% of the people not to work with unemployment? Why is there welfare? There's no reason for it. People can make plenty of money if they go out and work. They don't need all this government assistance. When you have more people riding in the cart than pulling the cart, you got a big problem, and that's where we're at right now.
Dale, response to that?
Sure. Well, we look at it from a different point of view. One point of view is that, sure, there are laws in place right now. We know that there are 11 million illegal immigrants in this country right now. Obviously, there's laws in place, but the laws aren't working. So why aren't they working? Well, we have this all-in or nothing policy as far as immigration goes. A lot of those immigrants that are here that illegally are seasonal workers. So if we had a change in our policy where we could bring people in to work the farms, let's say, in Southern California, and then after the season they could go back, they don't want to be illegal. So that's one way to take care of it. As far as the business side of the view, what we're looking for is a raise in the amount of visas, work visas, that are allowed to be given each year. So the companies that sponsored us are the big high-tech companies, and they are having a shortage of people to do the computer programming. Computer programming is one of the hottest fields to be in right now. So what ends up happening is the reverse. There's only 25,000 allowed visas a year into the United States, work visas. What happens after that is that they can't bring anybody else in from China, from Japan, from India, Pakistan, wherever. So they end up actually outsourcing those jobs. Those people make that money working for Google or Facebook or whoever it is, but they stay in their other country. All of their tax revenue that's generated from workers doesn't go to the U.S. All the money that they spend, that they earn, we get none of that. What if we brought those people into our country and gave them those high-paying jobs?
Well, Dale, the other side of that, too.
Collect the money.
The other side of that, though, too, is you mentioned that they don't want to be illegals, but they also don't want to be citizens in a lot of cases, and that's what the Democratic side is pushing for. Let's try to get a couple more calls in. Barry and Williston, what's on your mind?
I kind of laugh on this one. There's one statement. I agree that there should be more visas, but as far as laws being forced, you know who's stopping those laws from being forced? It starts at the very top, and I know because I work for them. So if we, you know, it talks about these 11 million people, they could be deported in a short period of time if the people that actually do the job were allowed to do it. Bottom line.
Who do you work for, Barry? Who do you work for?
I'm not going to say on air here, but I work for the group that would be doing that.
All right. Appreciate the call. Let's get Mark in Bismarck here quickly. Last call before our break. We're going to have Dale back. And Mike was scheduled to join us, but isn't here, so we'll have these two back to continue this conversation. Mark, quickly, your question?
Yeah, my question is, at what point do they feel we'll have enough immigrants in the country? When we have a 30% unemployment rate, will that be enough? And we're as poor as Mexico and Honduras? Is that when we'll have enough immigrants? At what point are we going to be satisfied with how many people we let in?
Dale, you want to take that quickly?
I don't think there's a number. You know, it's hard for me to say. We live up in North Dakota where the cows outnumber the people 3-1. So I think we have a room for a lot of people. My point of view is that, you know, again, there's other countries involved in this other than just Mexico. Eastern Europe, for instance, is a great talent pool for workers. We need workers at all levels, entry-level positions and all the way up to the high-tech positions. We need immigrants to fill all those positions. If the Americans were able to fill those positions, we wouldn't have this talk. But they can't, and they won't.
We'll have you back. Fascinating topic, and I'm curious more about the trip. We'll get Mike in here and have you back one day soon, Dale. Thanks for the time.
You bet.
Dale Zimmerman of the Peacock Alley joining us today on the program. For Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hinnon. God bless you, folks. We're out of time today. Happy and safe Halloween. Please trick-or-treat a little bit outside at least. Come on. at Hardy Heartlanders that we are. See you tomorrow right here.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetlesbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March Grab and Go Bucket Special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.